Coalition.
Cassette tapes are making a comeback. And why not? Cassette tapes provide the highest quality audio reproduction of any medium, if you don't count vinyl, compact disc, and everything else, really. The convenience of a cassette cannot be matched. If you want to skip to the next song, simply fast forward. A little more. Too far. Go back. Here we are. And don't forget that impressive Dolby button. Push it, and all the tape hiss goes away. So join the revolution. Buy cassettes today.
This has been a message from the Cassette Tape Coalition.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
and in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I saw on news, I'm Rich Thomason.
Bite me.
When it comes to choosing a running mate, Donald Trump says he's looking for, his words, people with common sense. Mr. Trump at a Fox town hall last evening acknowledges he's not ruling out a former Democrat. In addition to the Republicans, whose names we've heard before, the name of Tulsi Gabbard has surfaced. Regardless of the outcome of the Saturday South Carolina Republican primary, Nikki Haley is vowing to hang in there. She's not throwing in the towel in her challenge to former President Trump. The Alabama Supreme Court has spoken, declaring that under state law, frozen embryos are unborn children. Two men have been charged with murder in last week's shooting after the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. The shooting left one person dead. Roughly two dozen others were injured. On Wall Street this morning,
if you're 65 or older, you know this. Watching your hard-earned dollars fly out the window on healthcare costs is so frustrating. But here's some great news. If you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing, a program out there can really help you with your medical bills, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare 65 Plus. It's not insurance. Members actually say it's better. It's a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith and where people encourage and pray for you. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. You choose any Medicare provider, and you get telehealth access anytime you need it. And this is great, too. Unlike health insurance, you can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. So don't get stuck with increasing costs. Call MediShare 65 Plus and find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
This week's trial of the century, the Hotel California lyric case. Who stole them and why? We are at 6:11, a very pleasant morning. Temperature is okay. Probably a little bit overdressed for this, a little bit on the warm side. Checking headlines. we'll get to that later. Right now, let's find out what we can expect. We're in the middle of the week here, what we can expect through the weekend.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
We're about 7 degrees warmer this morning than we were yesterday morning at this time. And here in the dead of winter, and it still is on the 21st of February. Hey, stop that racket over there. That's not bad. Our temperatures continue to moderate. We were hoping for 66 yesterday, and guess what? We got to 66. We're hoping for 72 today, and hopefully we will get there. That's a very comfortable temperature here in February. So a lot of sunshine today as the warming trend continues. The normal high is 66. Today we do, I'm saying 72 today, 43, not as chilly tonight. Tomorrow, it becomes windy, but spring-like, mostly sunny with a high around 76, making Thursday the warmest day of the week. Risk of showers Thursday night. I suppose there could be a thunderstorm after midnight, but the chances are small. Low 57. Then on Friday, clouds early, sunshine later, Pacific air moving in. So highs will be in the upper 60s Friday and Saturday. That's not much of a cool down, and that's okay. Low 70s on Sunday. And could we see the first 80-degree temperature of the week one day next week? I think it's not out of the question. Right now this morning, Prattville, you're the cool spot at 34. It's 39 at Maxwell and 37 at MGM at 614.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Is it over yet?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
The week.
Yeah, it's been that kind of week, girlfriend, but hey, TGI hump day, huh?
I'm gonna call it Wednesday hump day.
Well, too bad.
That's what we're calling it.
My hump, hump day.
Guess what day it is.
It's hump day. And also,
showtime.
Check it out.
It is 14 minutes after 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM. So yesterday, I posted an article came in David Blackman's blog, and he was our co-host yesterday from 3:15 to 4:45. And that will be one of our weekend replays, by the way. It's always fun. And
you got banned from Facebook for a day? Did you?
Well, I put it up with an S-bomb, but I used the exclamation point instead of the I, so it wouldn't actually say the word.
Right.
And immediately I get a notification, you have been suspended for 24 hours because of
community standards. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if I've seen far worse on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
So
you didn't spell it out.
No, I didn't. And so I have no idea what the hell they got a red ass over, but they did. And today, I guess everything, this is less than 24 hours, but maybe they changed their mind. Maybe they took a second look at it. I really don't know. But
you think it crossed Mark's desk?
Yeah, they came, hey, Budell, look what he posted here. We got to do something about this. So that takes us to our very first feature on this Wednesday morning.
What is it?
That's something we do to highlight a piece of news, but that's really not important right now. It's for our rocket scientist of the day, which will queue up here any
3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! Exclamation point T.
We have a liftoff.
The Glide Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Curing disease, ending world hunger, protecting our fragile planet. All challenges that went completely ignored in order to conduct this critical research.
So to continue on, I published this story yesterday about the study that I got from David Blackman on men and women's brains being wired differently. And I'm kind of tempted to post it again this morning to see if they'll accept it. But this is one of those, you know, Captain Obvious kind of moments. Anybody not doubt that men and women are wired differently. And I think it's readily evident. I got some audio from the press conference on this thing, and you'll see right away that you don't have to do a study. It's a fact.
Thank you.
Just ask.
Our research has concluded that men's and women's brains are very different. Let's look at the man's brain. It's primarily broken into two parts. One part is dedicated to sports and beer, and the larger area is fixated only on sex. Now the woman's brain. Whoa, look at all those areas. There are thousands. Areas of responsibility, communication, intuition. Oh, here's one dedicated to writing thank you notes. That's not even a thing in the male brain. This area is for underestimating the time it takes to get ready to go out. This area remembers to call their mothers. And this area wonders why men only think about sports, beer, and sex. Okay, I'll take questions. First from the men. Nothing? Okay, now questions from the women. No questions, please. Come on, fellas. Let's go grab a cold one and watch the game.
That and the fact that the Eiffel Tower is closed.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Visitors were turned away on Monday because of a strike over the financial management of one of the world's most visited sites. You know, we always kind of, it's kind of freaky when you bump into a major celebrity in public.
Yeah.
Well, I look at buildings like the Eiffel Tower as celebrity buildings, so the first time you see it with your own eyes, it's kind of amazing.
I really,
it's quite the erection.
I really, really want to see it. And, this summer, the big Olympics, the Summer Olympics.
Oh, I wouldn't go near Paris after what
I learned about Atlanta.
Holy crap.
But what a great venue for them. And by the way, it also sped up the restoration of Notre Dame.
Did it?
Yeah, the spire. Went up this week.
Yeah, remember that.
Yeah.
Well, look who has arrived to join our happy circle.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
And what a happy circle it is.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sorry.
Not a single jerk in that circle. All nice people.
No, not one of those.
Oh, I should mention, too, that Applied Security brought you that male-female brain thing. I may try and post that. It might get me kicked off for another 24 hours, but so what? It hasn't seemed to hurt traffic. I think they just took a second look and said, no, this is harmless. Mark and Vicky have been running Applied Security for over 4 decades now. Their expertise is unquestionable, and they're so good. You're not getting that national price. First of all, you're dealing with local people, which is always better because they're a phone call away if you need something. And folks are looking to save every way possible, and monthly monitoring with Applied starts at under $30 a month. They've been a big part of what we do here for a long, long time. And we hope that when you have a need for security, you want to save money and go with a different system, you'll call 279-8338. That's 279-8338 for Applied Security. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. At 620, we have 1819 news. And then we're back with more of this show.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
The What is a Woman bill has passed out of the Alabama Senate Committee. The bill is being sponsored by state lawmaker Susan DeBose, and it defines the difference between man and woman, boy and girl, father and mother, male and female. The bill did have an amendment attached while in committee, which clarifies that gender identity is a subjective emotion and not part of defining sex. The goal of the bill is to establish the differences between sexes for when a state or local entity creates single-sex spaces or environments. The bill takes the definition all the way down to biology and defines a woman as someone who developmentally at some point produces ova unless there's a genetic anomaly, and that a male is defined by the production of sperm unless there is a genetic anomaly as well. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grocery Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A Georgia man is sentenced to 25 years in prison for being caught in Baldwin County back in 2022 with 9 pounds of fentanyl. Sheriff's deputies made a traffic stop with Howard Grant on Interstate 65. Grant told the deputies that he was a truck driver making deliveries to and from California from Atlanta, but the fact he was going through Mobile on Interstate 65 made no sense, and a search proceeded. Grant eventually admitted to having 70 pounds of marijuana in the trailer that he was hauling. The fentanyl was further discovered by the deputies. And in Jefferson County, a hunt is underway for two people who first stole a garbage truck, only to use that truck to steal an ATM machine from a bank. Police are seeking two men who were caught on security camera hooking a chain up to that ATM. The truck and ATM were found further down the road, but the suspects got away. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Hello, Montgomery County. This is Justin Costanza, candidate for County Commission. I'm proud to have been raised right here in Montgomery, attending Montgomery Catholic and now serving as its school president. I understand the values and needs of our community like no one else. Vote Justin Costanza, District 3 County Commissioner. Working hard to serve our community and improve the lives of its residents is not new to me. Join me and vote March 5th to put faith, service, and leadership into office. Don't forget to cast your vote for Justin Costanza in the Republican primary on March 5th. Paid for by the Justin Costanza Campaign, P.O. Box 3961, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
What are you looking for?
I keep losing my car key fob.
It's in your jeans.
Don't you dare bring my family into this.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
At 6:25, it's time for Hard News, brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
You've been paying half attention to the news. There's been an alarming number of incidents involving aircraft.
And another one yesterday.
That's our hard news story. A United Airlines flight to Boston had to be diverted when the wing started falling apart mid-flight. And yeah, it's another Boeing plane involved in this. Can you imagine you're looking out the window and you start to see the wing disintegrating before your eyes?
Yeah. How about the guy on the, was it an American flight that tried to open the door again? Happened yesterday.
We've had that.
That's now becoming common.
It's not getting the publicity it should, but I know for a fact there have been numerous air traffic control mistakes that have resulted in close calls, both airborne and runways. In fact, there was a minor collision, I think it was in Detroit, the other day. And why is this? Why is there this sudden downgrade in quality, both in terms of managing the traffic in the air and keeping the planes together in flight? Here is the guy that posted this damage on X as it landed in Denver.
Just about to land in Denver with the wing coming apart on the plane. It came apart when we took off in San just about on the ground.
So, I have the video from this.
I'm on too many airplanes this year.
Look at that.
Look at this.
That is severe damage on that wing. It's a miracle.
That's disturbing.
It didn't get worse than it did.
Yeah.
I wonder if there is... well, that, he's got his camera trained on the wing as it's landing. But, man, that had to be a very nerve-wracking moment. And I wonder if he told the other passengers, hey, look what's going on with the right wing on this plane.
Well, have you looked at some of the number of years that some of these planes are in service?
You can check when you get on board an aircraft. They have to have a certificate of flight worthiness above the entry door.
Yeah.
It's the law, so you can always find out how old the plane you're on is.
Even on FlightAware, you can. So, yeah.
I don't know if old age is the issue here or what, but man, there have just been way too many of these things. Fortunately, minimum in terms of casualties and all that, but one of these days, it's not going to be that lucky. A story brought to you by Pettier Concrete Technologies, the premier, the best. Because if you're going to spend money on concrete, it's an investment. So you deserve an outcome that's going to last. Whatever you spend for whatever kind of concrete project you have in mind, Penny Earn will make sure that when it's completed, you can attach that investment in concrete to the value of your home, and it will grow with the value of your home, something that a new buyer, when you go to sell, would be very excited about. It's got to be well done. And with Penny Earn, Tom Latham does not countenance, if you will, less than dedicated effort. Never, ever uses substandard materials. Soil test the entire length and width of any project he's doing so that proper reinforcement is underneath the pour. And when it's done, customer satisfaction guaranteed. And they do it all. You can see on their Facebook page, just go to Pettier and Concrete Technologies, photos and videos of some of the projects that are working on the Prattville High School football stadium. They do the big stuff. And they can also do a simple patio. I say simple, I mean by in terms of comparative size. Patio, driveway, sidewalk, whatever it is you're looking to add. A pathway through the backyard that you can plant flowers and trees around, create your own little park. They do it all, and they do it right the first time. A lot of their work. I took a tour with Tom Latham, and he showed me a number of projects that they did because the first pour was a disaster, including somebody that didn't allow for proper drainage on a patio. And the first heavy rain, they had water flowing into their entire first level. 284-9292 is the number to call for a free estimate. 284-9292 for Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. We're going to get our first look at the roads here and come back with Rich and the timeline for the 21st of February. Right now, it is 6:30. Scott Skip.
Already scanned around the area this morning, and we're looking good. We have no major problems anywhere so far. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka looking good. Montgomery as well through the interchange. Buckle up, be safe. We're going to keep you updated on traffic throughout the morning right here. Shopping's best at Midtown Plaza. Have your eyebrows threaded at Z-Threading. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him. and he doesn't care about them. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C. to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On March 5th, vote for FarmPAC-endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
He just can't be trusted. Despite the invasion at our border, with deadly drugs and dangerous criminals pouring in, Barry Moore voted with every single Democrat in Congress against finishing Trump's wall. With Barry Moore's vote, the liberals blocked the bill to secure our border and stop the invasion of illegals. Defunding Trump's border wall, Barry Moore betrayed conservatives. Turns out, Barry Moore didn't even want to start Trump's wall and bragged that he would have voted against it. Then, Moore was the only Alabama Republican to vote no on forcing Biden to finish Trump's wall. Donald Trump needs someone to help him, and so do we. But Barry Moore simply cannot be trusted. Deceiving conservatives again, Barry Moore betrayed Trump and Alabama. Conservatives for American Excellence, Inc. paid for and is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. ConservativesForAmericanExcellence.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Alex Van Halen will release his memoir later this year. It's called I Was in the Band Too, You Know. J-Lo says her new album is inspired by Ben Affleck. That's not a compliment. The album title is Sad Donut Shill. Director Sam Mendes is making separate movies about each of the four Beatles. The Paul movie starts as an inspirational drama, then turns to a dark tragedy when he forms Wings. And astronomers have identified what is believed to be the most luminous object in the universe. It's Joel Osteen's teeth. This is not headline news.
He's got kicked off Facebook again for 9 hours. What the?
Oh, I just saw that come up. Wow.
Yeah, look. Never heard of this. 9 hours.
Yeah, you're also on the monitor beacon here.
Kiss my ass, Mark Zuckerberg, you piece of crap. Hey, everybody, it's time for the timeline at 6:35 with your host, Rich Thomas.
I'm not going to talk to you until you start adhering to community standards here.
I am the community standard.
I'm giving you 1 hour.
Wow.
It is card reading day. Not many people send cards anymore.
That's
what makes them even a bigger deal now.
Yes. I got a wonderful Valentine's Day card from Goose.
Nice.
2 days late, but 6 days after she mailed it.
But these cards are costing like
66 cents, I think, isn't it?
No. Well, I'm not talking about the actual cards. Are like $6.99. Then the postage.
Don't worry, we got inflation under control.
It's National Grain Free Day. This is your chance to go grain free with your family today. That's always a nice bonding thing. A National Sticky Bun Day. And International Mother Language Day. You know, I really respect somebody who comes here from another country to live and who tries very hard to speak English. and learn English.
Yes.
You know?
You know what really annoys me? When, let's say, Major League Baseball, they sign a player, they guarantee him 9 figures over an extended period of time.
Yeah.
And he's got to stand there with an interpreter. Hey, a-hole, America has made this incredible fortune possible for you. At least learn to say thank you.
Have you seen the guy on who does it for the Braves? He's on every day.
Yeah.
I swear, he's very well known now.
What if one of us didn't speak English? What if Jay was like an Armenian or something, and that's all he knew?
Como está?
Random facts would be incomprehensible.
Como está?
I don't think that's Armenian.
It's not. I wouldn't know how to do it in any other way.
1885, the Washington Monument is dedicated. It is 555 feet high. It's the it's the highest marble obelisk, first proposed in 1783. Nothing in Washington is taller than the Washington Monument by law. 1866, Lucy B. Hobbs became America's first female dentist. I know you're not a fan of the dentist.
Who likes
the dentist?
I've got to go on the 27th.
Except on a day when you have no cavities.
I postponed it twice. 146 years ago in 1878, New Haven, Connecticut has the first telephone directory. It has 50 phone numbers. 11 homes, 38 businesses, and the police department. 1925, the first issue of the New Yorker is published. I guess they're still publishing it.
I think so.
1931, plop, plop, fizz, fizz, Alka-Seltzer first introduced. He came up with that famous plop, plop, fizz, fizz ad campaign.
I thought I had that spot in the system, but I don't.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. 1947, Edwin Land demonstrated the first self-developing instant camera. He produced a black and white photograph in 60 seconds. It was called Polaroid. 6 seconds later, he invented the first instant amateur pornography.
1 magazine called Gallery, Girl Next Door.
76 years ago. You remember what? Hey, remember what Polaroid smelled like?
That, yes.
And you had to. Eventually, they got to 10 seconds on black and white and 60 seconds on color. But you had to do it within a few seconds of the exact time, or else you'd be underexposed or overexposed.
My Uncle Sam was the gadget guy in our family. And of course, he had to be one of the first to have one of those. And I got to tell you, came over to the house with it, took pictures, and it was like, wow. It's 60 seconds, you have the finished photo.
But the first Polaroid where it just popped out the front?
Sure.
That was cool.
Yeah, that's what he had.
That was so cool. 1965, Malcolm X assassinated, allegedly by the Nation of Islam. He was 39. The autopsy identified 21 gunshot wounds to the chest, left shoulder, and arms and legs. That'll do it.
At least he identified liberals as the greatest threat to the black community, and he was absolutely right.
Yep. 1968, the minimum annual salary for Major League Baseball. 1968, minimum salary.
I'm guessing it was $6,000. I just put this in my magazine column for March.
Yeah.
I know in 67 it was $6,000. Maybe it went up to $8,000, $12,000, somewhere in there?
$10,000.
$10,000. That's why they all had to sell furniture in the offseason.
What is it now? $555
million? $740,000 this year.
Oh, my God.
Minimum wage.
54 years ago in 1970, the Jackson 5 debuted on American Bandstand. Now, our song of the day. Here's a good song with a cold open. We did a cold open while you were gone on.
Do you want the CKLW jingle?
We could do that, and I'll have time to say this man's name. So here you go, School of Broadcasting students. Let's do it.
Space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompous of love.
What is the pompous of love?
I'm not sure.
I think he made it up.
People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong. Doing you wrong.
Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run.
Okay, quick Steve Miller story. Up in Pelham at the Oak Mountain Amphitheater. Now, here's the deal. Here's the setup. The first band played, but then a rainstorm came, and so they had to stop. Playing. So Steve Miller has not come out yet. Well, his contract said he didn't have to come out, but somebody pointed out to him, "Look out there! They're still there. They're soaking wet, and they're still there. They want to hear you." And he started playing. And everybody was mouthing all the words to his song, and he had the biggest grin on his face. And he told everybody for the rest of that tour, if you ever play Pelham, Alabama. I mean, he was very impressed. That's my Steve Miller story, and I'm sticking to it.
And Pompous of Love, there's a couple of things on that here.
Yeah, what does it say?
It sort of is the ideal woman.
Oh,
description of his dream woman.
Oh,
Pismotality described words of such secrecy that they could only be spoken to the one you love.
But how many people didn't even know what he was saying when they were singing that song? I mean,
if you like the song, the lyrics are kind of like, okay, whatever. Yeah, there's whatever. a whole sequence of questions here on various songs like The Deuce and Blinded by the Light.
Right.
And other things. It's good stuff.
Really love you, peaches. Want to shake your tree. 1981, Dolly Parton's 9 to 5, number one on the pop charts. 86, The Naughty Movie, 9.5 weeks was released. Kim Basinger and Mickey Rourke. Movie where you had to take a shower after you watched it. Yeah. 36 years ago, 1988, Jimmy Swaggart confessed that he had sinned by fornicating in a motel with a streetwalker. She describes Swaggart as cheap and quick.
I have that.
I have
here we
sin.
Go. Yeah, the weepy, the weepy preacher.
Yeah, I have sinned. Got it?
Let me try it again with the volume on. How about that?
Okay.
That's Radio 101 right there.
Okay.
Come on, Jimmy.
I have sinned against you.
But I made a lot of money over the years.
Those guys, and their people still followed them.
I know.
Even though they're out there corrupting and committing every sin in the book.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
How about that beautiful couple with
Jim and Tammy Faye?
Of course. Wow.
I'm watching TV with a date in the 80s.
Yeah.
And we were channel surfing, and we come across this guy, and I said, you know, he looks like a little perv to me. And she said, how could you say that about Jim Baker?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
3 days later, I'm not making this up, the scandal broke. And she looked at me and said, how did you know? And I said, because I'm brilliant. Seriously, I said, he just gives off this creepy vibe.
Well, I tell you what, she kept the makeup people in business. Boy, she
put her makeup on with a paint roller. Are you kidding?
1995, Steve Fawcett became the first person to solo across the Pacific in a balloon. He landed in Saskatchewan.
And that's a great place to land.
in the summertime, it is.
99% wheat fields.
2018, Billy Graham, American Baptist evangelist, he died at the age of 99. On this date in 2019, Peter York Thorkelson, a music actor, dies. Of course, that's Peter Tork, of course, of the Monkees. Mickey Dolenz is the only surviving member of the Monkees now.
That's hard to believe, yeah.
Birthdays, Blanket Jackson. His real name is Prince Michael Jackson.
Is that the one that Michael dangled over the...
Yeah, right! Dangled off the balcony in 2002. He's 22, so he was 2 when that happened.
How about that?
Jennifer Love Hewitt, 45. Billy Baldwin, one of the many, many, too many Baldwins, is 61. Christopher Atkins, who was the boy in the Blue Lagoon, is 63 today. Kim Coates is 66. Mary Chapin Carpenter, 69. She is a great songwriter. Kelsey Grammer is 69. Have you seen any of the new...
No, crazy? Not yet.
Okay. It's actually pretty good. I like it. I like the banter between him and his son. Tyne Daly is 78. David Geffen, the openly gay record mogul, who started Electro Asylum Records first, is now 81, discovered many people, Jackson Brown, you know, people like the Eagles, you know.
Just a few.
Yeah, just a few. Tomorrow at 2:10 p.m. on ESPN, it's the first spring training game. We are 39 days till Easter, 81 days till Mother's Day. Stop that racket. And 281 days till Thanksgiving. That is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now it's 6:48.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We had sunrise about a half an hour ago. The warming trend continues today. Sunshine, very nice. High up to 72. Normal would be 66. Partly cloudy, not as chilly tonight, low 43. Tomorrow, breezy, but spring-like, mostly sunny. 76 tomorrow makes Thursday the warmest day of the week. Risk of showers by late Thursday night, mostly after midnight. Low temperature, 57. Friday, clouds early, then sun. Pacific air moves in behind this next front. So that means upper 60s on Friday and Saturday, not much of a cool down. Low 70s on Sunday, and we could have our first 80-degree day of the year.
Wow.
One day next week. Right now, this morning, we have clear skies. It's 37 at 6:49.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
6:49, the cheap and trash are coming up.
Stand by for news.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomas. When it comes to choosing a running mate, Donald Trump says he's looking for, his words, people with common sense. Mr. Trump at a Fox town hall last evening acknowledges he's not ruling out a former Democrat. In addition to the Republicans whose names we've heard before, the name of Tulsi Gabbard has surfaced. Regardless of the outcome of the Saturday South Carolina Republican primary, Nikki Haley is vowing to hang in there. She's not throwing in the towel in her challenge to former President Trump. The Alabama Supreme Court has spoken, declaring that under state law, frozen embryos are unborn children. Two men have been charged with murder in last week's shooting after the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. The shooting left one person dead. Roughly two dozen others were injured. On Wall Street this morning...
If you are 65 or older, you know this. Watching your hard-earned dollars fly out the window on healthcare costs is so frustrating. But here's some great news. If you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing, a program out there can really help you with your medical bills, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare 65 Plus. It's not insurance. Members actually say it's better. It's a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith and where people encourage and pray for you. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. You choose any Medicare provider, and you get telehealth access anytime you need it. And this is great, too. Unlike health insurance, you can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. So don't get stuck with increasing costs. Call MediShare 65 Plus and find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
So far, we haven't heard of any accidents slowing you down. Buckle up. Drive carefully this morning. Traffic is a little bit busy on 65 southbound into Montgomery. I-85 southbound beginning to build a bit. And we're seeing a few more cars out of Wetumpka. That's about normal for this time of the morning. Buckle up and be safe. We'll keep you updated if any accidents occur. Larry Leibach, make sure you got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Don't settle for what Uncle Sam wants to give you. Get to Toyota of Montgomery today, where we'll double your tax refund. This month only, Toyota of Montgomery will double your money. If you have a $1,000 refund, we'll double it to $2,000. $2,000 is now $4,000. $5,000 is now up to $10,000. It gets even better, because Toyota of Montgomery has incredible incentives on our new inventory, like the new 2024 Toyota Camry LE, now only $299 a month. For the best-selling new 2024 RAV4 LE, it's only $349 a month. That's double your refund money, up to $10,000, plus save on new Toyotas and more for your trade. Get to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Dealer will match tax refund up to $5,000 in form of dealer discount off TSRP. Example, 2024 Toyota Sequoia Hybrid Capstone 4-wheel drive in transit vehicle. TSRP 84,172. Camry MSRP 30,958. RAV4 MSRP 28,214. 12,000 miles per year for 39 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit on sealed new Toyota purchases. Select new Toyota purchases plus taxes, tag, title, and $999 fee. Offers end 2/29/2024.
Hello, Montgomery County. This is Justin Costanza, candidate for County Commission. I'm proud to have been raised right here in Montgomery, attending Montgomery Catholic, and now serving as its school president. I understand the values and needs of our community like no one else. Vote Justin Costanza, District 3 County Commissioner. Working hard to serve our community and improve the lives of its residents is not new to me. Join me and vote March 5th to put faith, service, and leadership into office. Don't forget to cast your vote for Justin Costanza in the Republican primary on March 5th. Paid for by the Justin Costanza Campaign, P.O. Box 3961, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
Hey, guys. This is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Hates the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Mr. Hates the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
You haven't seen a superhero movie since the first Iron Man. You don't need to know who Thanos is or why he wants all those stupid stones. You have more important things to do.
You can't name any Avengers.
Only watch depressing indie films.
You don't have time for magic powers. Yeah.
So the next time your day is ruined because all your friends talk about is Dr. Hulk and Spider whatever, at least you believe you're more intellectual than those super zeros. You're Mr. Hates the Marvel Cinematic Universe, a real American hero.
Mr. Hates the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Who needs a blockbuster when you have taste?
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 6:56, the trial of the century for the week comes out of California, where the stolen lyrics of Hotel California are on trial, along with a couple of people. But let's take a look at that song now. I got to tell you that when I was in rehab and I listened to that song, I realized that's what rehab is. Once you're in there, you can check out any time you like.
Yeah.
But you can never check
in. But once you're in, you can never leave, because what you learn there stays with you, whether you want to follow the direction they give you or not. A simplified way of putting it is, it ruins your drinking.
Now this trial is about some guys who said that they have the original handwritten lyrics. Is that right? And they're not. So the star witness is Henley.
He will be on the stand. And this is Glenn Frey, the late Glenn Frey, talking about what the lyrics of the song mean as he interprets.
Colitas is the top of the marijuana plant. The very tip is called Little Tails. That's Colitas. So it was our secret way of saying the guy was lighting up. She likes Rodeo Drive. She likes the nice things in life, the really nice things. Prisoners of paradise, you know? I mean, how many Hollywood stars have tried to leave Hollywood only to leave and come back?
Yeah. But there was another...
Except today they're leaving and they aren't coming back. They're going to Nashville.
Which a lot of Hollywood people are doing. But what was the... there was another Hotel California trial a few years ago. A place called Hotel California.
Oh, that's right, yeah. And mom and pop place.
Yeah, were they forced not to change the name?
I don't recall the outcome, but I'm sure Jake and a researcher can find out.
Look at him race.
Well, it's okay. If
Hotel California lawsuit.
I know. See, the problem is that all I'm getting is this recent one.
Yeah, of course.
Popping up.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's all recent. Yeah. Wait, here we go. 2018.
Yeah.
What is this one about? Band reaches the Hotel California was, according to a case filed, they sued a Mexico-based hotel, which shares a name with the band's 76 song, resulting in a settlement. Settlement's terms were not disclosed. The Eagles accused the Hotel California, located on the Baja California Peninsula.
Ooh, nice place.
Of trying to trick visitors into thinking that it was one and the same as the lovely place of its most successful song. In fact, the hotel was originally named Hotel California in 1950.
So what case did the Eagles have to go after
that? Yeah, I was going to say, since
predating
it was
the song,
They should have sued the Eagles.
Right.
For stealing their name. That's what I would have done.
Yeah. They didn't have a case. How they